You're not sick, Amelia, no.
No?
No, you're a little farsighted.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
This is the Farsighted Network.
Thanks for listening.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Reanimator Reviews. I'm Rayanne, and this is The Groom. And we actually saw a recent movie the day after it came out. So yay for us.
It's a record.
It is a record. What did we see?
All right, so we watched Glass, which is the third installment of M. Night Shyamalan's universe, which involves Unbreakable, released in 2000, and Split, released almost exactly 2 years ago in 2017. So, tell us about the movie.
The movie picks up approximately 3 weeks after Split. Again, the Beast is kidnapping young girls who he deems pure.
Cheerleaders this time.
And while this is happening, David Dunn, who now owns his own security business with his son from Unbreakable, is trying to triangulate where exactly he is to stop him. And he keeps going out on these walks and kind of like bumping into people, trying to figure out maybe who this person could be because everything's happening pretty locally. So he does find him. Unfortunately, while they're battling each other, they get ambushed by who we think are police or
some type of security force.
Some kind of first responders who take both of them and put them into a hospital. We then meet our psychiatrist, who's played by Sarah Paulson. And she's trying to... She keeps saying that she has just a few days, and her specialty is dealing with patients that have delusions of either being superheroes or supervillains. With the supervillain in mind, Mr. Glass is also in this hospital, getting the same kind of therapy. However, this dude is just sedated out of his mind, because that is his thing. He's the mastermind. He's just trapped in his brain.
He tried to take the greatest weapon from all of them.
Yes.
And for him, it's his mind.
So, obviously, you can't sedate Mr. Glass and get away with it. So he does figure out a way to bypass that. And there's going to be a big showdown in the movie. But we're going to leave it there because this is spoiler-free. Also, it follows little subplots of David's son.
Mm-hmm.
And Casey, who was from Split, the girl that got away, and Mr. Glass's mother.
David Dunn's son is actually played by the same actor who played him as a child in the original Unbreakable.
Which is pretty cool.
Which is, I think that's awesome that they've had character. There's also one character who is a cameo who's been in every movie. And it's the actor plays the same guy who you've seen his progression through the movies. He's certain person in Unbreakable, not very good person, turns into a better person in Split, and finally actually makes light of. He actually goes to him, hey, I remember you. You used to work security at the football stadium, which was David Dunn's job in Unbreakable. So you get that cool, like, oh my God, that is him. So it was really cool. I really enjoyed that. So speaking of likes, what was your like?
I liked that the actors were super strong. I felt like they played their roles really, really well. I was obviously impressed by how James McAvoy tackled all of these characters within himself, and it wasn't that he just changed how he spoke or his accent or how his inflection was, but his whole posture changed and just like a complete transformation in a split second, and it was incredible. He's just so, I said split.
In a split second.
He's such a good actor. Another one of my likes is that we had Sarah Paulson in the movie. However, we had no crying scenes with her because
I think that would have ruined
the dog's yelling in the background because he knows how bad that is. From all the seasons of American Horror Story we watched, it was just like, I can't handle that sound she makes. I love her to pieces. Don't get me wrong. I mean, just like, don't make her cry in a movie or a show.
She's a great actress. Has not perfected the cry face. It's horrible.
It's the sound that gets me.
Oh, I can't stand it.
I love her. She's great.
So your part was the acting in it was very...
The acting was incredible.
I really liked the way this movie was shot. I was extremely impressed at the fact that this was shot at one location, but it didn't feel like it was shot at one location. They used drone cameras. They used different angles. They used, like a reverse shot, like shooting towards the street from the building. They did wide panoramic shots of the entire area because this was filmed at a very large complex. But it was, I love the way this movie was shot. I thought it was absolutely, very enticing. The scenery was awesome. I mean, I've driven by where this is shot and it never looked as good as it did.
No.
You know, M. Night Shyamalan just made the place look so much better than it ever actually looks.
Yeah.
So I really like the fact that they were able to shoot it in one spot, but not make it obvious that it was all shot in the same spot. I thought that they did a phenomenal job of that. And I also thought the acting was spectacular.
Oh, so good.
So, that would have been my first one had she not stolen it from me.
My counter to your like of how it was shot was there were a few scenes. I'm visually impaired, so if something's not explicitly lit or lit well, it's hard for me to figure out what's going on. Which I understand David Dunn, when he does like go after
the overseer.
People. Yeah, it's in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
But he's wearing like a dark green poncho. In the dark, so it's hard to kind of figure out what's going on. Although you do get really good sound effects, so you know that he's taking a body and throwing it against a wall.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some parts in the first fight with him and the beast where I couldn't really figure out what was happening. I know there was a table, and you said something about
just threw the table
they were
back
playing
and forth
ping pong with a table, and I was like, okay.
They're just throwing a table back and forth to each other.
So I didn't...
Which was a 7 months to show that they're both equally as strong.
Yeah. So I didn't pick up the fight until they busted through the window and then, the lights turn on because they get caught.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like the whole persona behind Bruce Willis' character as the overseer is he's there, but he's not there. You know, he doesn't want people to know who he is. He doesn't want people to actually see him. So he makes it dark where he's going, trying to help people. So that's a unfortunate result of the character.
Yeah.
So what didn't you like about the movie?
I did not like the very ending. I felt like for how strong the characters were throughout the whole movie, that wasn't the ending that should have happened. Or at least in my opinion, it wasn't the ending I felt like they deserved. Like, they deserved something much grander.
Mm-hmm.
Just, it was like, I don't know.
It's like a fireworks show. Then they end it with a bottle rocket that just goes, psst.
Yeah.
My dislike is also the ending. And it's for your same reason, but another reason too. They introduce a major fold into not only this movie, the entire universe. They introduce something. And they even go as much to acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledge its existence. Show its origin for this movie. Not like the original origin, but like how this entity became involved, and then they just leave it alone, and they don't mention it again. You don't get any substance behind it. You don't get, I was like, wait, what the hell was that? Oh, there are the credits.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of like, there was a profound ending. I don't want to give it away, but then there was like a little bit of a wrap up that didn't really wrap anything up. And you were kind of like, not super satisfied with that.
Yeah, and it was like, why did you present this little thing and then say, but I'm not going to tell you what this is?
Okay, bye.
And say, okay, bye, have a nice time.
Yeah.
So I really didn't like that part. I like that, like the whole, the very end of this movie made me so mad because I loved the movie up to that. So I loved it so much that I gave it 4 out of 5 stars. So I would definitely give this 4 out of 5 stars. The way that how well it was shot, the great acting in it is what gets it, is what it would have gotten at 5 had it not had a terrible ending that just I hated. So I drop it from 5 to 4 solely because of the ending. If they had a semi-decent ending, I'd make it 4.5. If they had a good ending, it would have been a 5 because everything other than that ending in this movie, I thought was perfect. The M. Night Shyamalan little twist, look here, oh, that's happening, and big twist hits you right in the face. So I really like that. What was your rating?
I give it a 3.5 out of 5. I thought for the most part it was a really solid movie. I felt like the story was great. The twist was great. We had been talking in the car on the way home that a lot of the medical stuff surprised us that someone actually like really did their research on how to treat like certain.
There had to be like a shrink or
Yeah, I'm
psychologist,
sure.
psychiatrist. They went to somebody who is a professional in not only the field of psychology, but this very like,
Like it's an actual thing.
Oh yeah, this is very actual. I actually had a class about it. It's like, the illusions of grandeur field. Somebody actually from that field, from that specific psychology field, had to have helped him with this because it is so incredibly accurate down to the terminology, the therapy, the route they would try to go. Because the route that they try to go in the therapy is super convincing. Like you can see it, it affects the characters, but it affects them in the manner that it would affect a real person with this,
Yeah.
and that is just. Absolutely, you're right. That was absolutely great. The medical and psychological accuracy of this stuff was amazing.
That one thing I pointed out with the
Oh, that was so
aspirin.
good.
That if you watch it, there's a part with aspirin, with large doses of aspirin, and if you're familiar at all with this medication, it does thin your blood. Keep that in mind.
So, but we're not going to say anything.
We're not going to say
So
anything
that would be
further about it.
spoilers.
But yeah.
All right, so tell them where to find you.
You can find me on Facebook at Reanimator Reviews, Instagram and Twitter at Reanimator. You can find my solo and reviews with the Groom podcast form, The Farsighted Network. Also, please check out The Farsighted Network and their creators on Facebook as well as iTunes.
Tons of great stuff over
Tons
there.
of tons and tons. Awesome, awesome people. Can't thank them enough.
Thank you, my buddy, the painted man.
So if you haven't already, please do subscribe to the channel. I'd love to have you. Leave a comment with your thoughts down below. Did you see this movie yet? What are your thoughts? Did you see Unbreakable and Split? I did not see Unbreakable yet, but somehow I've seen clips of the movie, which makes no sense. But I had like a good general idea going into this movie, and I still enjoyed it, not really having seen Unbreakable.
I really think you can. I really think you could see this as a solo because I think they do enough
Yeah, they
to
do
kind of
enough with
let you know.
flashbacks and references that you're like, oh, okay, this could be a standalone movie if you had someone kind of give you a 10-minute rundown of the other two movies.
And
But
it's like, it's one of those things where if you don't watch Unbreakable, if you've never seen Split, you've never seen Unbreakable, you're not going to get the like a lot of really great stuff they do in this movie. Little subtle things that they do, like the thing that I mentioned, the thing that blew my mind, that M. Night Shyamalan made me think he was a genius for doing this. If you've seen Unbreakable and you've seen Split, because this has nothing to do with this movie, but in Unbreakable, Bruce Willis is on the train going to the 30th Street Station in Philadelphia, which is actually right by the zoo. In Split, James McAvoy is leaving roses at the 30th Street Station, at like a memorial for a train crash. and nobody knows why. And this movie really helps pull that together. But it was like, I'm driving home and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
M. Night Shyamalan, you genius.
You clever bastard. So,
yeah, like James McAvoy's character was actually supposed to be in Breakable. But then he really didn't think that it did the character enough justice. And he pulled like his whole story arc from that movie. Mm. And then Glass was supposed to be the sequel to Unbreakable. It was supposed to be Unbreakable and then Glass. Get it? Unbreakable Glass. Mm. So, but because he took the scenes out of The Beast, out of Unbreakable, he had to make Split. Which Split turned out to be the best movie in the series.
Yeah.
Which if I had to pick one, Split was so good. Oh my God, Split was so good. But,
So, leave a comment, as yes. I said. Don't forget to like the video if you did like the video, or you could like the video if you didn't like the video, and hit the bell for all notifications of further uploads and live streams. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter, RepeatGroomRay, or you can find me on Twitch at RepeatRayAnimator. I'd love to have you guys. We're halfway to affiliate, so we're grinding and trying to find new subscribers, and you come watch me and my friends. You know, have fun, play video games, make stupid jokes, do stupid stuff. And so, yeah. I guess that's it. That's it. Go watch this movie. You will not be disappointed until the last 30 minutes.
Sorry.
All right, bye, guys.
It wasn't me. It was Patricia.